Irok glared at us a moment. "Okay, let's see who the real poseur is," he said. "Check this out, girls." Grinning, he produced an item from his inventory and held it up. It was an old Atari 2600 game still in the box. He purposefully covered the game's title with his hand, but I recognized the cover artwork anyway. It was a painting of a young man and woman in ancient Greek attire, both brandishing swords. Lurking behind them were a minotaur and a bearded guy with an eye patch. "Know what this is, hotshot?" Irok said, challenging me. "I'll even give you a clue. It's an Atari game, released as part of a contest. It contains several puzzles, and if you solved them, you could win a prize. Sound familiar?" Irok was always trying to impress us with some clue or piece of Halliday lore he foolishly believed he'd been the first to uncover. Gunthers loved to play the game of one-upmanship and were constantly trying to prove they had acquired more obscure knowledge than everyone else. But Irok totally sucked at it. "You're joking, right?" I said. "You just now discovered the Sword Quest series?" Irok deflated. "You're holding Sword Quest Earthworld," I continued. "The first game in the Sword Quest series, released in 1982. I smiled wide. "Can you name the next three games in the series?" His eyes narrowed. He was, of course, stumped. Like I said, he was a total poseur. "Anyone else?" I said, opening the question up to the floor. The Gunters in the crowd eyed each other, but no one spoke up. "Fireworld, Waterworld, and Airworld," H answered. "Bingo," I said, and we bumped fists again. Although Airworld was never actually finished because Atari fell on hard times and canceled the contest before it was completed. Irok quietly put the game box back in his inventory. "You should join up with the Sucksors, Irok," H said, laughing. "They could really use someone with your vast stores of knowledge." Irok flipped him the bird. "If you two fags already knew about the Sword Quest contest, how come I've never once heard you mention it?" "Come on, Irok," H said, shaking his head. "Sword Quest Earthworld was Atari's unofficial sequel to Adventure. Every Gunther worth their salt knows about that contest. How much more obvious can you get?" Irok tried to save some face. "Okay, if you're both such experts, who programmed all of the Sword Quest games?" "Dan Hitchens and Todd Fry," I recited. "Try asking me something difficult." "I got one for you," H interjected. "What were the prizes Atari gave out to the winner of each contest?" "Ah," I said. "Good one. Let's see. The prize for the Earthworld contest was the Talisman of Penultimate Truth. It was solid gold and encrusted with diamonds. The kid who won it melted it down to pay for college, as I recall." "Yeah, yeah," H prodded. "Quit stalling. What about the other two?" "I'm not stalling. The Fireworld prize was the Chalice of Light. And the Water World Prize was supposed to be the Crown of Life, but it was never awarded due to the cancellation of the contest. Same goes for the Air World Prize, which was supposed to be a Philosopher's Stone." H grinned and gave me a double high five, then added, "And if the contest hadn't been canceled, the winners of the first four rounds would have competed for the grand prize, the Sword of Ultimate Sorcery." I nodded. The prizes were all mentioned in the Sword Quest comic books that came with the games. Comic books, which happened to be visible in the treasure room in the final scene of Anorak's invitation, by the way. The crowd burst into applause. Irok lowered his head in shame. Since I'd become a Gunter, it had been obvious to me that Halliday had drawn inspiration for his contest from the Sword Quest contest. I'd no idea if he'd borrowed any of the puzzles from them, too, but I'd studied the games and their solutions thoroughly just to be safe. "Fine, you win," Irok said, "but you both obviously need to get a life. And you," I said, "obviously need to find a new hobby because you clearly lack the intelligence and commitment to be a Gunther." "No doubt," H said. "Try doing some research for a change, Irok. I mean, did you ever hear of Wikipedia? It's free, douchebag. Irock turned and walked over to the long boxes of comic books stacked on the other side of the room, as if he'd lost interest in the discussion. Whatever, he said over his shoulder. If I didn't spend so much time offline, getting laid, I'd probably know just as much worthless shit as you two do. H ignored him and turned back to me. What were the names of the twins who appeared in the Sword Quest comic books? Terra and Tor. Damn, Z, you are the man! Thanks, H. A message flashed on my display, informing me that the 3-minute warning bell had just rung in my classroom. I knew H and IROC were seeing the same warning because our schools operated on the same schedule. Time for another day of higher learning, H said, standing up. Drag, IROC said. See you losers later. He gave me the finger, then his avatar disappeared as he logged out of the chat room. The other Gunthers began to log out and vanish too, until only H and I remained. Seriously, H, I said. Why do you let that moron hang out here? Because he's fun to beat at video games, and his ignorance gives me hope. How so? Because if most of the other Gunthers out there are as clueless as IROC, and they are, Z, believe me, that means you and I really do have a shot at winning the contest. I shrugged. I guess that's one way to look at it. Want to hang out after school again tonight? Around 7 or so? I've got a few errands to run, but then I'm going to tackle some of the stuff on my need-to-watch list. A spaced marathon, perhaps? Oh, hell yes, I said. Count me in. We logged out simultaneously, just as the final bell began to ring.